The revenue outlook for the state of Maryland could turn into an economic nightmare. That's the conclusion of Comptroller Peter Franchot as new figures are released by the Board of Revenue Estimates this week. Depending on the scenario, the state could face deficits of from $2.6 billion to $4 billion by 2022. The comptroller is also chair of the board.
Our figures are a little bit reduced from the figures we put out a couple of weeks ago. That was because the state is opening up much faster than we anticipated. So we put out new figures saying there are two possible models. The more optimistic one says it's $925 billion that needs to be adjusted in the next 4 to 6 weeks. And the other one is a little more pessimistic. It says it's $1.1 billion that has to be reduced in the next before July 1st. But in any event, the figures go up the longer you look out.
Do either of these scenarios take into consideration the possibility of a second wave?
No. All of the possibilities assume there will be no second wave. But what we're telling you is that there's going to be a significant recovery period. There are 400,000 Marylanders that have recently in the last month, lost their jobs. And only half of those, our models predict, are actually going to return those jobs.
Do you have any optimism that we're going to get through this within the next year or two? Or do you think that we're going to be looking at the effects of this virus and the shutdown itself and what any second wave that might happen a number of years to come?
I think it's going to be the latter, unfortunately. We're going to be dealing with this for years to come. I could be wrong. They could come up with a vaccine that actually works very quickly and that can be manufactured safely and distributed widely by 2021. That's what all of these models predict. I certainly hope it happens. But until we have some stability as far as the health solutions, I find it hard to believe that we're just going to muddle through this in the next few months, particularly, as you say, if we don't abide by the kinds of personal protection suggestions. If for some reason that goes out the window and we have a resurgence of the virus and the need for another economic shutdown, that is to be avoided at all costs. So what we're putting out today is, kind of halfway in between optimism and pessimism.
Finally, what do you think the political response is going to be in terms of both the governor and the legislators in terms of where we're going from here?
I think there's going to be more collaboration than cooperation. We on different parties and different ideological spectrum. The consequences are so devastating that people are going to have to pull together. And I assume we're going to start seeing that. Once folks get the right information, the problem right now is that there are a bunch of people in the state who think that the virus is some kind of hoax. Once people understand what the facts are, I think that there will be a lot more coordination, a lot less partisanship. I can't guarantee that at the federal level because we're going into these national elections, and it looks like the atmosphere is getting worse. In Maryland, I think we're all going to end up pulling together.
Maryland Comptroller Peter Franchot on figures released by the Board of Revenue Estimates, which he also chairs. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Radio.